This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at cattle for Thursday, October 7th. Well, pretty strong day yesterday in cattle as the markets continue to pull away from the low of last week. And I think this further confirms that we have found a temporary low here and probably more of an intermediate term low. Look for the markets to have a nice rally over the next few weeks, probably come in a few different waves in a kind of an ABC type of pattern, but that'll take some time to develop. We might get a pullback here to kind of test some support levels. The old low from mid-September would be the target that I would look for. And that's a couple dollars lower, but I don't think we'll come back down and test the lows from earlier this week. So that's from a technical perspective and chart formations, kind of what I would look for here over the short term. In the cash markets, we've seen enough trade to develop at an average of around 122 on the Fed trade. That's down one from last week. Dress trade at 195 is unchanged. Box beef continued lower yesterday. On both of them, choice was down 109 at 287. Select getting a pretty good break, down 487, so it gave up all and more of the gains from the previous 2 days, where it rallied and the choice kept going down. Now the select has more than made up for that little bit of a blip on the upside. But we were down 487 on the select. We're sitting at 263. The spread gained 378. We're back up to 2371. Movement was 157 loads. So we're clearly seeing an uptick in the volume of boxed beef loads. So on the boxed beef values, now, for the past 31 days, choice has been down 29 of those days for a break of $61. That's down 18% over from the high of $348 on August 23rd. In the select, we've dropped 27 of the last 31 days. That's down $58 total. That's also a drop of 18% from its high of $319, also on August 23rd. So boxed beef kind of leading the way, or tamping down things. We've just not been able to sustain any kind of even stability, for that matter. It just continues to leak lower. The upshot is that the cash trade has remained relatively stable considering the drag from box beef. So the packer is taking most of the hit here. So it's some reprieve considering that the feedlots didn't participate in the upside from cash trade as box beef soared into the stratosphere. They didn't get any of that, and they're not giving up much as the box beef has come back down. The slaughter rates so far this week still running well ahead of last week. We're sitting at 363,000 head. That's up 11,000 over last week, which is pretty notable, and it's also up 8,000 from a year ago. The feeder cattle index was up 9 cents. We're sitting at 152.88. So cash trade fairly stable in the face of weakening box beef. You've got the feeder cattle market, after a bit of a slide, starting to show some stability there as well. We expect that we're going to see another month of fairly heavy placements, probably more movement from the southern and central plains, so they would be heavier weight cattle. A lot of these were calves that were brought down from the northern plains. Luckily, we had grass to feed them in the south, and those are now starting to come to market. Number one, just weight wise, and two, dryness developing across much of the southern plains is not boding well for winter wheat establishment in the southern plains. So if you don't get good grazing conditions, those calves either A, will just move off the pasture and into the feedlots, or B, just won't go to them at all. There won't be the demand for those calves to place on winter wheat grazing. So that's one of the drags that has been on feeder cattle. We'll see. There are some rains forecast for the southern plains, so if we get some establishment and get things growing, we might see a late bump in demand for calves. And maybe that's what will spur the futures market higher, as we're still looking from a technical perspective. If I was just a chartist, I'd be looking at this formation and saying, well, it looks like we've completed a move to the downside. We should see a correction. That would take a few weeks to develop and could be a pretty notable one. So we should get at least halfway back of the complete sell-off, which was a pretty big sell-off of a good $18 on the front month feeders and $12 to $13 on the live cattle. So got plenty of room to the upside, even just to get halfway back. So I would look for that over these next few weeks. That'll take us into November. So it's not unusual to see the feeder cattle market rally into November anyway. You get a lot of corn crop being harvested, demand for some, you know, from some of the smaller feeder operations in the Midwest. That's been a question. Some have suggested that with the higher priced corn, probably just sell it, but we'll see. I think there will be a pickup in demand for calves because the crop is a decent one, considering all the fear of it being a poor one this summer. It's actually turning out to be, you know, about where USDA has projected. So, again, as far as feeder cattle go, I would look for a pretty decent run here up over the next 3 weeks. And then I think we're going to start another notable leg down for both lives and feeders as we work our way through the winter. And from that point then, I think it starts another bull leg to the upside. But that's a long time down the road. It's going to be a lot of things happen before then. But in the short term, I think the market is poised for a pretty decent correction to the upside. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.